From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Two suicide bombers blew themselves up in Iraq's capital Monday, killing at least 38 people and wounding many others. The blasts happened in Tehran Square in central Baghdad during the morning rush hour. The area is a commercial center that's crowded with laborers looking for work. There's been no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack, but past bombings have been carried out by the Islamic State. Last month, Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi declared victory over ISIS, but insurgent attacks have continued in various parts of Iraq. North Korea will send a 140-member orchestra to perform during the Winter Olympics in South Korea next month, a decision seen by the South's government as a conciliatory gesture following months of nuclear tensions. South Korean officials say the decision was made during a meeting between delegations from the two Koreas, who met for the second time in a week on Monday in the border village of Panmunjom, as they try to work out details of the North's participation in the Olympics. The two sides agreed the orchestra would hold performances in Seoul and near the Olympic site of Pyeongchang, South Korea's unification ministry said in a statement. At least six migrants have been found dead off Spain's Canary Islands. Five bodies were discovered in an inflatable boat off a beach at Costa Teguise, a popular tourist resort. At least one other migrant picked up by the Spanish Civil Guard police died later. 18 migrants, possibly from the same boat, made it to shore and were later found by police. This is VOA News. A balcony overlooked